Welcome to episode 4 of the Life and Business by Human Design podcast. I'm so excited to have you here for today's episode where I'm going to introduce you to my beautiful friend, the amazing Ash Barlow, as she shares the story of creating her life and business by design. Welcome to the Life and Business by Human Design show. I am your host, Caroline Linder, master coach and human design junkie. And this show is all about what it takes to create sustainable success in your life and business, whatever success looks and sounds and feels like to you. I want to welcome you to this show. This is a place where you can really tap into what is it that makes you uniquely you? What can you learn and know and discover and trust within yourself that you can then take in order to create a massive impact in the world? We're going to talk human design. We're going to have interviews with amazing people. This is a show where it all comes together and you can truly begin to create your life and business by human design. Let's get into it. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited that you're here. And before we dive straight on into this interview with the amazing Ash, I just wanted to let you know that this one's going to be ever so slightly different for those of you who are watching on YouTube. There is no video for this episode. It was recorded as audio. Frankly, I was in my pajamas. And we were not thinking that this was going to go out as video. We were all about the recording. When I decided that this project was going to have both available, I contacted Ash and I said, look, do you want to re-record? Are you happy for me to put out the video? She was cool with whatever I decided, but frankly, my dressing gown just did not seem appropriate for this channel. So I'm bringing to you this episode as an audio only. It is packed full of the amazing story that is Ash's life so far. And I mean, she is not that old and she has really packed a lot of this third line energy in to everything that she is doing. The three of the six as well. And so I wanted to be able to really share her story with you. She asked me some cool questions. I asked her some cool questions. So without further ado, let's get into this beautiful episode with Ash. Well, welcome back to another episode. And I am so freaking excited to introduce you to my beautiful friend, Ash Barlow. Ash, thank you so much for being here.
You are most welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to have the tables turned on me and be the interviewee for once.
Yes.
So yes, I'm fully excited about that. So yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. And so full disclosure for everybody that's listening, Ash and I met a few months ago. She was doing NLP practitioner training and I was on the crew. And we just kind of had some energy instantly. I don't know if you felt the same way, but I'll tell my version of the story. We basically got paired up a couple of times and I rescued a couple of things and I just could feel her energy instantly. And then we became friends. We started talking. I discovered she was a projector. It all made sense. And now I have appeared on her podcast and I wanted her to come and join us today. So Ash, tell us, who are you? What do you do? And what's your version of how we met?
So, well, as you so eloquently said, my name is Ash. I am a podcast host. I am a business owner. I am a coach that helps women align their health and their mindset. And I do that by utilizing not only just NLP and timeline therapy, but also through my own experiences and journey that I have, you know, traveled along the way. So that is who I am. I am a very open, out there, loving, caring projector, mental projector. And so I make up not a very big part of the world, but yeah, that is who I am. And I had the same experience as you in regards to when we met. Caroline rescued me a couple of times in regards to things that were happening. And it was one day. I remember it stood out so much because I felt like like because of my own things that were happening, I was having these challenges with some of the people I was working with because I was like full gung ho. I was like, I can do this. Like, you know, so I was, but I was, wasn't sure if I was projecting something different, but we had epic energy. We worked really well together. And then from then on, we just kind of, whenever we get together and chat, we tend to chat for a long time because we both can kind of talk underwater with our mouth full of marbles, really, can't we?
Totally. And yeah, and this is, and so interesting. I did a human design session with Ash and discovered that she was a mental projector. And Ash, you were the first mental projector that I'd actually done a session with. Yeah, which was super cool. Yeah, super, super cool. And it's so funny because you said, like, I'm so open and friendly and all I can think about is your human design chart that is pretty bloody open, frankly.
Yeah.
yeah, that is cool.
It's ridiculously open.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense for me and who I am as a human being and how I contribute to the world. Definitely, doesn't it? Like, when you look at it, it all makes sense.
It does. It totally does. Okay, cool. So, like, this podcast is really all about talking to amazing people who have redesigned their life and their business to truly create something that is what they want rather than what they just kind of ended up with by default. And when I heard your full story on your podcast, which, by the way, people, is called The Story Sanctuary with Ash Barlow, please head over, give it a listen. I really noticed that you really have been through a process of consciously designing what it is that you actually want your life to look like after quite a long period of really living by default. And so I really wanted to be able to ask you a few questions about that. And so I feel like a really good place to start is, Ash, where are you right now?
I am currently in the desert in Egypt is where I am. I am sitting in my bedroom listening to, there's a pool class going on outside. And but I am in Egypt and I have been in Egypt for the last nearly 12 months now, redesigning my life, as you would like to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, everyone can probably hear that Ashley's an Aussie. And so, yes, I mean, when I found out that you're in Egypt, it was approximately 4 a.m. your time. And I was like, wow, like this chick is committed. She is committed to what she is doing. She's literally staying up all night, 7 nights in a row to do her NLP practitioner training. So what brought you to Egypt, Ash?
So I to kind of tell you what brought me to Egypt, I have to give you a little bit of a backstory as to why I'm here. So I've lost a lot of weight, but I was overweight my whole up until 12 months ago. And it really impacted who I was, how I contributed to the world, and how I existed, basically. And that's what I was just doing. I was just existing. I had depression, anxiety, I was suicidal. And I didn't want to live anymore. I got married very young, and we stayed in what I call a situationship. It was just a routine and we were just coexisting. And I didn't, like, I loved him as a human being, but I wasn't in love with him. And more importantly, I wasn't in love with myself. I really hated who I was. And so when I left my marriage, I was single for about a year and it was a really great time. I was not anything to anyone. And then I got into another relationship, which was probably the most toxic relationship I've been in so far. And I got to the point where, and I've told this to you before, is I was driving down the highway to work one day and there was this oncoming truck. And I was like, you know what, if I hit that, you know, head on collision, are we going to be doing a high enough speed that it will kill me instantly? Because I just don't want to live anymore. And for me, that was the pivotal moment that was meant I needed to take control of my life, because I had had suicidal thoughts for a long time. I got diagnosed with depression at 16. But in that moment, I really could have taken that action. And so that's when I decided that everything had to change. I decided that I didn't want to just exist anymore. I wanted to have a life that I thrived in. I wanted to have a life that I designed and that I created, because it was the life that I wanted. So I decided that I would look into ways to lose weight, because that was my biggest issue with myself, is that I was mentally not happy, and I hated who I was, and I punished my body with food and exercise. And so I needed to change that. So I just said to my mom, you know, like, I'm going to look into weight loss surgeries. And then that just didn't feel like the right option for me. And as a kinesthetic, if something doesn't feel right, I don't go with it. Like, if there's everything inside of me saying that this is not right, it's not right for me. So then my mom said to me, like, I'm in Egypt. There's a health resort here. I've been there. Do you want to come and just try it out and see what happens? And if it doesn't work in 6 months' time, then we'll find an option. We're gonna make, you know, a difference. And I was like, yep, let's do it. I can't do this anymore. I'm not willing to do this anymore, because not only were my reasons why so strong, but I knew that I had to create a life that I was proud of, that I, you know, would read my, someone would be reading my eulogy at the end of the my life, and I'd be like, yep, that's exactly who I was. So I sold everything I owned. I sold my car, rented out my house, literally packed two suitcases and got on a plane to Egypt. And I have spent the last nearly 12 months now redesigning my life. I've lost close to 60 kilos now, which in itself is an epic achievement. I've completely evolved as a human being. I sat in excuses, and I sat in, you know, a very morbid place to be 12 months ago, and now I'm completely different. So that is why I'm in Egypt. I am coming home very soon, which I am so excited about. I haven't seen my beautiful family and friends. By the time I get home, it will be 14 months. So, and that for me is a very long time to be away from the people I love. So yes, that's very, very short story of what led me to Egypt. So yeah.
Oh, what an awesome story. And like, I did kind of set you up, because I knew that asking that story, you wouldn't be able to answer that question without taking us back and sharing a little bit of your story. So I would love to know, like, how did you get started redesigning your life? Like, what were those first steps like? Because I think this is the bit that sometimes people are like, how the fuck do I actually get going on this thing? Like, how do I switch from default to design?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, it was the first thing I did was acknowledge that I wasn't where I wanted to be, that I wasn't living the life that I wanted. And then it was, for me, the second thing was learning more, like to learn and invest in myself and to, I guess, absorb the knowledge of other people around me. So I changed my circle, you know, like, so I invested in myself, changed my circle around me, because as they say, the five people that you surround yourself with is who you become. And the immediate five people around me, some of them there's no way that I ever wanted to be half of what they were. So I changed who I surrounded myself with, and I surrounded myself with people who challenged me, who taught me things, who called me out on my, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear.
Yeah, go. Yeah, absolutely.
Who called me out on my shit and were just like, that's a cool story you're telling yourself, but yeah, cool story. So for me, those initial steps of changing my circle, setting boundaries of what I was and wasn't willing to accept, was really important in the way I started redesigning my life. It was such an integral part of what I needed to do, because as a projector, I tend to take on a lot of people's energies, and I needed to be very aware of that consciously, because it was affecting me in a lot more ways than I realized. It's only now, looking back, that I go, wow, I took on so much of other people's emotional toxicity that no wonder I had nothing left for myself.
Mm.
So I guess bullet points is acknowledging that I wasn't where I wanted to be and accepting that that was purely my design and my choice, is that, you know, I was where I was because of my choices that I've made. Investing in myself, surrounding myself with more evolved human beings, because if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I truly believe that. And, you know, when you know better, you do better. So for me, those are the things that I really did. And I still do to this day as I evolve and grow. Like I insert myself, not insert myself, but I put myself in situations that challenge me and that help me expand and grow, you know, like NLP, because if I wasn't as committed to doing NLP as I was, like for anyone that, you know, picked up what Caroline was saying, is that I did 7 days of NLP nights. So my day started at, I think, 11 p.m. and went through to 9 a.m. or 12 p.m. and to 9:30 a.m. in the morning for me. And I made it work because I was disciplined enough to know that that's what I needed to get me to the next point of where I wanted to be. So those are the things I did. And you know, for me, acceptance is a huge part of that. Like, because it all comes down to choice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So I love that. And I think that's like you, so many good points in there about that and about, you know, the circles that you're in and the rooms that you're in and the experiences that you're allowing yourself to have. That's definitely been true for me, for sure. And I'm always looking to put myself in situations that are outside of my comfort zone to push those boundaries, right, of my model of the world. I love that. That is so cool. And so I guess one thing that I've really noticed in all the work that I do with people who are designing and realigning their lives is that eventually it spills over into every facet of life. So once we begin to change, everything kind of begins to change around us. So I know for you, as you said, like you have had an epic journey to better health. And then recently a lot has changed for you in the space of what it is that you actually feel you're here to do. And like, I use the word business, but it's so much more encompassing than that. But I would love to know, like, when was it that you kind of had that moment where you went, okay, like I've awakened and I've changed my circle and I'm working on myself, but there's more to it than this. Like I've got a bigger mission than just me.
Yeah. So for me, for a bit of background, is I've always been a teacher. I've always been a guide. I've always been someone who educates. And I knew that was a part of my journey, but I just didn't know how it was a part. So when I was young, I got into education at 17 or 18 years old. I worked in early childhood. I worked in primary schools. I worked as a teacher. Like I've had a lot of different hats in regards to education. And I got to a point where it wasn't fulfilling me anymore. Like I just hated it, really, because I was not being recognized for what I was contributing. And I wasn't recognizing myself in my own work. So that's when I took a step back. I went in to do some disability support work. And then when I invested in me and actually choosing to be the most authentic, it's so cliche to say now because everyone says it, but showing up as the authentic version of me was such a pivotal point. Because when I came time to do NLP, that was a really crucial turning point for me, because I remember saying to you, it's like, I know I'm here to help people. And I've had that feeling my whole life. I know I'm here to do something that's going to make an impact and that's going to make epic freaking changes, not for myself as an individual, but as a collective, as humanity, as women out there. I knew that I had to help people because I had the skills, the knowledge, the care, the empathy, and all of that to make a difference. And then when I reflected back and I was like, what is my niche? You know, what is it? And I was like, Ash, you've just been on this massive health journey. You've got the skills, you've implemented your own things about how to align your health and your mindset. That is your start. you know? So that for me, going in, and because I love relating to people, I love connecting with people, and that gave me an in to relate and connect to different individuals from all walks of life. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that for me was, you know, was really important, because now I'm starting to move in a different direction of like, there's a lot of there's people who I work with for health and mindset, but now I'm actually, I have some coaches coming in that actually want to work directly with me. So I'm bringing that energy in too of a coach that coaches coaches. Say that 10 times. But you know, so it's ever growing and evolving. Like my podcast is a big thing for me too. But I knew basically, I guess long story short, is I knew I had to help. I knew I had to connect and contribute and teach and guide. And yeah, that's just what led me to that point. So
I love hopefully that
answers the question.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. It really does. And the podcast has become a big part of the mission quite quickly, hasn't it? 100%. Because when we first met, and that's not like we're talking April, it's now the 1st of July. So like we're not talking very long ago. It was not something that you were really talking about, like in terms of the business. So I'd love to hear the story of like, how did that come about? And how is that part of you designing what you want to create in the world?
Yeah. So having the podcast has always been a goal. It was on my, you know, it's been on my manifestation in my manifestation journal for a long time. I just didn't know what it was going to be. I knew I wanted to do it because, again, it gave me another way to connect with people. But I had this hypno session with a very close friend of mine, and she, you know, I was at a point I was struggling a little bit. And as coaches, we have coaches, which is really important to highlight. So I was sitting in this hypno session, and I was. And I've told this story to Caroline, to you before, is that I had this image of a boulder. And anyone, if you've done hypnosis, there's often symbols and things that come up in your hypnosis session. So I had this boulder, and I was on top of the boulder, and I was like balancing on the top, and I was gathering people along the way, and they were linking, and we were connecting, and it was going either side of my arm, and we were going up, you know, up to the sky. And I had this epiphany, I guess you would call it, or this moment of realization that it's the stories that matter. It's the people, the journey people have taken to get from where they were to where they are. It's that journey that makes them them, and it's that journey that makes the story they've got to share important. Everyone's journey is so different, and what it looks like is so different, and it's important that those stories are out there so people can connect and resonate, because I won't be the coach that can help everyone. As much as in the beginning I thought I would, you know, could take on everyone, everything and anything, I won't be the coach that resonates with everyone. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But the main purpose of the podcast was to connect people with and resonate with people to, I guess, form connections. And as a collective, to change the narrative of what whole body wellness and mindset and growth looks like, because it's so different for everyone. You know, like we've said before, like for me, growth and change and my story is going to end on a global scale, because that's where I'm taking it. For some people, it's not going to be like that. And it's important that we find the community that we connect with, and this, and we do that by sharing the stories. So that is, it's come very, very quickly, very fast. And I've had some beautiful people on the podcast that I've, you know, connected with. And I just love the difference that it makes. And I guess the impacts that it also makes on me as an individual. So it has happened very quickly, and I'm very grateful for it. And it's a big part of what I do and why I love what I do. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I love that you say, like, it's all about the stories and those journeys and changing that collective narrative, because we know how impactful it is when we change the narrative at an individual level And then as as so many individuals change their individual narratives, the entire collective narrative changes. And right now we're in such a deep period of transition, I think, for the entire global narrative in all facets. So I love that. I really, really love that.
Definitely. And I think we have that, like for me with the podcast and changing that narrative and that connection, is that when you're struggling, you want to be able to identify with someone or their journey or where they've been or where they're going. And that is such an integral part of the podcast because, and I say this a lot, is that I am now the person I needed when I was struggling. And that's kind of, you know, the part of the purpose of the podcast as well, because, you know, it's important to be able to relate and identify with people. So,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the key pieces for people when they are redesigning and realigning their life and businesses, is having people that they can look up to and having examples that they can see and stories that they can follow. A big part of it for me has been having those people who are ahead of me and being able to truly watch them and learn from them and experience from them, not in a space of, oh, you're so much further ahead of me, like it's never going to happen for me, but from that space of inspiration and learning and having access to those kinds of people has been a game changer. And it really is, as you said, like it's having someone that you can identify with, but then also someone who stretches what you think is possible as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. And it comes down to inspiration versus comparison.
Yeah.
It's not about comparison. It's about the inspiration that they provide to you to assist in your further development of where you're going. So
yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So a really good follow-on question from that then is like, who's inspiring you right now? Like who are you watching and paying attention to right now?
I have the luxury of being surrounded by so many amazing human beings. And I, you know, the old Ash probably would have said something extravagant like, you know, Tony Robbins or something like that. But I genuinely am inspired by the people around me. And I know that sounds really cliched, but not only by the people around me, but the people I work with, but mostly the groups that I'm in, you know, like you and like the people I did NLP through. And, you know, to see people, other people making epic changes in their life, and that's where I get my inspiration from, is the, you know, people who have turned their struggle into success or, you know, and done all of those amazing things. So for me, the people who inspire me, you know, are the people around me, and I'm grateful and I've really attracted in growth, like-minded people who inspire me on a daily basis to, you know, and it's interesting. This is a little bit of a segue, but people's like on my business page, I share other businesses, right? Because people are like, why would you do that? But I do it because it supports and other people inspires other people. And I'm inspired by these people. So why would I not share that? I don't fear their success. Their success isn't, you know, I want to enhance that. So for me, I'm inspired by all the people who are around me who are taking control of their lives, redesigning it and allowing it to be exactly what they want it to be.
Yes, I freaking love that. Okay, cool. So what's next? What are the next steps for you, Ash, as you continue to design the life that you want?
So I have the luxury of having two kind of, we say businesses, but for me, it's not really, it is business, but it is my life and my purpose is, so I have two big things. I have the Wellness Coaching Collective, which is my coaching brand, which is my health and mindset coaching. But in the next 12 months to 2 years, it will be, I will have more coaches working under, like with me, to provide more services and to connect with more people. And then on a personal, like my personal journey page, is that what's next for that is getting in touch and connecting with more people and creating more change around the health and mindset in regards to weight loss and self-love and body positivity I feel like there's a lot of hate in the world in regards to social media and what that produces in regards to body positivity and body acceptance, is that we are, I guess, demonizing people who are living their authentic lives exactly how they choose. And then we're kind of putting people on celebrity status who are society's version of beautiful. And I'm here to change that narrative, and I'm going to change it because I want a better future for my children. I don't want my children growing up in a society that is so, I guess, so filled with hate in regards to social media, because it's such a big thing now. But so to answer your question in short, the Coaching Collective is going to grow into having multiple coaches. That's why it's called the Wellness Coaching Collective, because it's a collective of people. It's not just me. And that's always been the plan. And with the Ashi Barlow brand, we are going to keep growing, keep evolving, and keep changing people's narratives on the cool stories they're telling themselves. So, and then with the Story Sanctuary, that for me is my absolute, it's been an absolute dream for me. So that my goal is for the Story Sanctuary is to reach, you know, thousands of people each episode, with the hope that, you know, with the knowledge, not the hope, that it's creating change. So, I'm going to be doing seminars with other women in the next 12 months. I do want to write a book. I don't know what about yet, but I want to write a book. I've got lots and lots of epic things coming for all three of my brands, I guess you would call it, you know, my personal brand, my business, and my podcast. And yes, there's lots coming. It's very, very busy, and I'm completely in love and in awe of my life. I'm very, very grateful that I had the courage and the knowledge to kind of step outside of everything I thought was acceptable and create the life I wanted. So, yeah.
Yes. I love that. I love that. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, because it may never happen again that we have another mental projector on the show, is what would you say to any other mental projectors out there that are listening? Because you are a very, you know, small group of the population. What would you share? Because I know for the last few months now, you've been really down that rabbit hole of human design experimenting. So I'd love to know from your perspective, from your unique perspective, like what would you share? What would you share with them? Or maybe with someone who has a mental projector that's close to them. Like I have a friend who has a child who's a mental projector. What would you say?
I would say to talk to yourself. It's not crazy. Talk out loud. Be that soundboard for yourself, because that is where our understandings come from, really, for me, is either that or finding someone. And this is a great recommendation that you had, Caroline, is talking to someone who can be a completely objective third party in the matter. But mostly is just trust yourself and talking to yourself, because that is such a key aspect for me anyway, as a mental projector, is that I can't make decisions emotionally. Like I can't make it with that feeling of like, you know, but for me, if it feels right, I talk to myself and I'm like, you know what, it could go this way, I could do this, or talk to yourself. You're not crazy. I don't care what they say.
Yes.
And just talk to yourself. Know that you've got the answers. You've got everything you need inside of you to make the choice that is right for you.
Yes. Yes. I couldn't have said that better myself. Honestly. Mm. Yeah. So important.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, the whole dynamic of maybe I'm a bit biased because I am a projector, but the whole dynamic of what a projector brings to the world is so important. You know, like when I first, I was going to say got diagnosed with being a projector. Like you don't get diagnosed, guys. Sorry. when I first found out I was a projector, I was a little bit disappointed because I was like,
Me too. Ooh. I wanted to be a manifesting generator, like dead set. I wanted to be a Manny Gen.
100%. And then when we started going into it, I was like, wow, being a projector is actually a really special thing. And not only am I a projector, but I'm a mental projector, and I make up like, I think it's like 3% or something. It's very small. It's not,
it's tiny.
I don't know the exact percentage, but as mental projectors, we make up such a small amount of the population, and we're a gift. Everyone is a gift. But, you know, if you are a mental projector, listen to yourself, talk to yourself, trust that you've got the knowledge and everything you need. Just have a chat with yourself. As we like to say as Australians, have a bit of a yarn.
Yes.
Good old chin wag.
Yeah.
And know that you've got all the answers. You just need to work it out with yourself.
Totally. Yeah. I think that is epic, epic advice. Okay. So one final question. It's a little bit of a left field one to wrap us up, but
hit me.
What would you like to have or to see people put on your gravestone as that phrase or that sentiment of what your life meant?
Cool. So I love this question, and it's something I've talked to my community about a lot, is that part of I wrote my own eulogy, and people are like, what? That's weird. But it was the thing that I wanted people to remember me by. And so what I would have at the end of my life was, first and foremost, that I was a mother. That is going to be my greatest accomplishment. But that I was an author, podcast host, entrepreneur, but putting all of those business things aside, is that I lived my life the way I designed it, because it was a life of my choosing. And that's what I want to be on there, is that first and foremost, she was a mum, but she was an epic businesswoman that created a life and defied a lot of odds to create the life that she wanted and the life that she dreamed was possible, because it is.
Yes. I love that. I so love that. And I just know, like, that is exactly what is going to be on your gravestone. I have absolutely no doubt of that at all. That is so good. I love hearing people's answer to that question, because it really just distills down to like, what is the most important thing to you and your life right now?
Yeah,
Ash, definitely. This has been epic to hear some of your story, for you to share so many amazing insights, and to really hear what it is that is, you know, lights you up and allows you to design your life. Thank you so much for sharing so openly parts of your story, because it will do exactly what you said. It will allow people to really recognize themselves within what you have shared and know that so much is possible for them too. So before we wrap up, any final words, anything that you would love to leave the audience with before we say goodbye?
There is only one you. You get one short life to live. Live it exactly how you choose. Stop telling yourself all these cool stories. Take responsibility, acknowledge exactly where you are, and start living the life you want, because you're here on purpose.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Ash, for your time. For everyone that wants to connect with Ash in all the different ways that you can, hit up the show notes. I will have all the links there. I really suggest that you go over, follow Ash's journey, listen to the Story Sanctuary podcast, and just take every opportunity to get as much Ash in your life as you possibly can, just like I do. And Ash, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Well, thank you so much for joining me for that amazing episode. Ash is one of just the most epic human beings, as I know you would have discovered through that episode. Before I sign off, I just wanted to let you know, if you have not yet Hit subscribe, follow, left a rating and review, done all the things to help me get this podcast out to more people, then I would ask, please, 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 could you do that for me? I would love to connect with you on social media. Please share this episode across onto your socials, tag me, send me any questions, comments, queries, concerns. I love to be able to communicate with you and to be invited into those conversations. Finally, if you have not yet grabbed your business energetics resource bundle, where I take you through some of the key pieces when it comes to business based on your type, then I'm going to invite you to grab your bundle right now. All the details are in the show notes for this episode, and I would love to be able to share that resource with you. So head on over and get yours today. All right, that is it for this episode. I look forward to seeing you again next week for another amazing episode of the podcast. Bye for now.